אנחנו קוראים מתחילים בנושא על כל פשעים תכסה אהבה.
We are reading on the topic of love covers all crimes. Selected excerpts from the sources. Continue with excerpt 28. You can ask questions on kab.tv. Excerpt number 28 from Rabash, article 30. What to look for in the assembly of friends. How is it possible to judge another person to the side of merit when his reason shows him his friend's true face, that he hates him? If so, what can he tell the body about it? Why should he submit himself before his friend? The answer is that he wishes to achieve dvekut, adhesion with the Creator, called equivalence of form, meaning not to think of his own benefit. Thus, why is subduing a difficult thing? The reason is that he must revoke his own worth, and the whole of his life that he wishes to live will be only with the consideration of his ability to work for others' benefit. Beginning with love of others, between men and men, and through to the love of the Creator. Hence, here is a place where he can say that anything he does is without any self-interest. Because reason dictates that the friends should love him. But he overcomes his reason, goes above reason, and says, it is not worth living for myself. And although one is not always at a degree where he is able to say so, this is nonetheless the purpose of the work. Therefore, he already has something with which to reply to the body. We'll read excerpt 28 again.
Item 28. How can one dun the other to the scale of merit when he shows his true partsuf of his friend that he hates him? What can he tell the body about that? Why should he submit himself before his friend? The answer is that he wishes to achieve dvekut with the Creator, called equivalence of form, meaning not to think of his own benefit. Thus, why is subduing a difficult thing? The reason is that he must revoke his own worth, and the whole of the life that he wishes to live will be only with the consideration of his ability to work for others' benefit. Beginning with love of others, between man and man, through the love of the Creator. Hence, here is a place where he can say that anything he does is without any self-interest, since by reason, the friends are the ones who should love him, but he overcomes his reason, goes above reason, and says, it is not worth living for myself. And although one is not always at a degree where he is able to say so, this is nonetheless the purpose of the work. Thus he already has something to reply to the body.
How he writes, huh? What can you even ask after this? Well, Rehovot wants to ask anyway. Go ahead.
Dear Rav, why is the body convinced by this? I would expect that the question, what is it worth to live for myself, to be that way.
Good, very well. And what next? what should a person do next?
He lives for the sake of others.
Look, the Creator bends us as smart as we are and strong and stubborn. Nevertheless, He comes with us to a state where He gradually tightens a few screws there. And He calibrates us internally. And we get convinced, we understand, we feel. The important thing is, He needs to take us through different feelings, different states, by which we become smarter, wiser. You can't give it all at once. We need to know how to connect cause and effect. These states with those states, our mind grows between two things, between one state and another. And then the connection between these states, that's what grows the intellect, the emotion, the feeling. That's where it grows, between two states. So the Creator, what He needs to do is to take us through different states, where the mind and the feeling between will awaken, and then we'll be able to we'll understand Him more, we'll feel Him more. And when we go from state to state, these states in of themselves, they may not even be spiritual, but in order to understand them, in order to connect to them, we need a certain new mind, new feeling, just like, and then we acquire it, just like in life. What do? We look at this, we look at that, we look at something else, we begin to compare, to perform various calculations, and from that we develop. By looking at one thing, we won't get anything. Hence, spiritual attainment, just like in corporeality, is based on the difference between the states, by comparing states. And that's how we're built. The important thing for us is to go through as many states as possible, and for those states to be as close as possible to spirituality. And those are the states in the ten.
Thank you.
As Nunire Ita 4.
Let's see, Ita 4.
Rav, quando io tutte le mie intenzioni sono in direzione verso il beneficio della mia vicina, io mi accorgo.
When all my intentions are for the benefit of the friends, I understand that to the extent to which I think about this more, I find myself distancing from this. The more actions I do for the sake of the ten, I find myself more distanced from this concept. Why does that happen?
This is still what is happening to you. That's how you need to see the state. It's true. It's correct. Keep going. The important thing is to keep pushing, keep applying pressure.
Mark VG3. Lo hayta lahem shila?
They didn't have a question?
Lo shomim.
Здравствуйте, Раф. Товарищ десятки постоянно повторяет. Мне не важно, что вы думаете обо мне.
A friend in the ten keeps repeating himself that no matter what you think about me, doesn't matter what I think about you. Is that the right approach?
So how do you continue in connection? How can you keep going in the connection? What do I care what you think about me and what I think about you? I don't understand where he's taking that from. You need to see what Kabbalists write to us, Baal Sulam and Rabash. What do they write about our relationships in the ten? And that's it. if he finds such a rule where I don't care what I think about the 10, what does that belong to? Maybe he took that out of the context of other things, and the sentence itself means nothing. I don't know.
Доброе утро, Раф. Можно сказать,
good morning, Rav.
Ненависть товарища, который испытывает к мне, и я...
Can we say that hatred that a friend feels towards me and my intellect that also wants to answer with a attitude of hatred, but in faith above reason, I try to love him. Is that
correct?
Ken.
Correct.
French. French.
Enroule ton micro.
No, Yaakov, ma kore.
Yaakov, what's up?
He wants to ask, what's the difference between the prayer of the heart and the prayer that's in the mind?
The mind cannot perform a prayer. A prayer is raising man, raising a deficiency. The mind cannot have a deficiency. The mind needs something that is not expressed with a deficiency, with a desire. The mind is a calculator of the relationships between the desires, but by itself, it doesn't feel that it's missing something, that it's lacking. Hence, the prayer cannot come from the mind, only from the heart.
Can I also ask? When we say that we need to pray for the collective, what defines the collective? Sometimes we say that it's a 10, sometimes we say it's the whole world. When? What is the collective?
The collective are all the parts of the world kli, all the parts of the system of the one soul that the Creator created. This is called collective. And we need to attach them to us in order to give them fulfillment, receive from them deficiencies, process those deficiencies into the right deficiencies towards the Creator, receive fulfillment for them from the Creator, and fill them up. The collective lacks a connection with the Creator. The connection with the Creator both in raising man, a prayer, a deficiency, and receiving mad, meaning the force of correction and the filling. We need to serve the collective and provide that to it. Tie it to the Creator from below up and receive from the Creator for it from above down.
Chadera 1. חדר אחד.
רב, אני הייתי רוצה לחזור לשאלה שהייתה כבר.
I would like to come back to a question that was already today, but according to the explanation that you just gave right now, that the mind cannot feel a deficiency. What is a spiritual thought? What is it that a prayer is received by a thought?
Also with us, you're a scientist, you're a man of science. Also in science, when we think, we nevertheless don't think only in the mind. It passes through our feelings. if it doesn't reach the feeling, an emotional template, we don't connect to the formulas, to the substance, to matter. That's the difference between just looking at the formula versus starting to work with it. If I work with a formula, this formula is already in me. It starts to make connections in me between those desires and these desires. Everything is clarified only in the feeling. The mind only helps me to organize, arrange the feelings correctly. But nevertheless, the work and the result, the outcome, are all in the feeling.
Well, it's clear it's a difference between just like that science and real science. But why do they differentiate altogether between the feeling and the mind? They always work together.
Well, those are nevertheless two parts of our structure. Two parts of our structure. And in spirituality, we can work with each one of them separately. We can use the feeling for the mind and the mind for the feeling. We will talk about it. We will come to it soon. Okay.
Brazil.
Obrigado.
Obrigado.
Todos os dias eu me reúno com a minha dezena para o nosso avanço.
Every day I meet with my ten.
Pergunto.
For spiritual advancement.
Meus amigos estão presentes naquele momento ou eles podem estar no estado espiritual muito mais avançado e eu só os vejo de acordo com o meu estado do meu desejo de receber. Obrigado.
Do the friends need to be present in this meeting, or it could be that they're not present, but they're in a much more spiritual of a degree that I don't perceive them?
It's recommended to feel them in the heart. It's recommended to feel them in the heart. I'm very happy to see your group. I have memories of that state. I was in Brazil. We sat down, we talked. It's good. There's a good, serious progress between you.
Next. Okay, so we're in excerpt number 29. From what to look for in the assembly of friends from Rabash. Love of friends that is built on the basis of love of others, by which they can achieve the love of the Creator, is the opposite of what is normally considered in love of friends. In other words, love of others does not mean that the friends will love me. Rather, it is I who must love the friends. For this reason, it makes no difference if the friend slanders him and must certainly hate him. Instead, a person who wishes to acquire love of others needs the correction of loving the other. Therefore, when a person makes the effort and judges him to the side of merit, it is a sgula whereby the toil that a person makes, which is called an awakening from below, he has given strength from above to be able to love all the friends without exception.
No, יש לנו Kazakhstan.
We have Kazakhstan.
בבקשה.
Доброе, бокер тов, дорогой Рав.
Good morning, dear Rav.
Большое. Тут вопрос. Вот из этого.
Thank you very much. The question about the article and also what Magviji asked, where a friend says that it doesn't matter what they think about me, But what's important is what I think of the friends. It's written here too. That it's not for them to love me, but it's important that I will love. And you talked about that point of connection. How does this all connect?
I have to reach a state where my attitude to the group will be a good attitude, all the way to love. And it doesn't matter what I feel from them, maybe rejection, all crimes should be covered with love. And what I feel from them is not important to me, as long as I will love them. And what I receive from them, I don't ascribe that to them, but to the Creator. The Creator is doing these exercises for me, where I have to connect to them, love them, even though I receive from them rejection, beating, it doesn't matter. I love them. Why? Because they display the Creator before me. They demonstrate they show the vessel in which the Creator has to be revealed. Therefore, I have to relate to them in love above my own reason, above my egoistic reason. That's what it has to be.
Latin 7.
Buen día, gracias, Rab. Mi pregunta es, ¿qué acciones
Thank you, Rav.
Prácticas puedo realizar?
My question is, what practical actions can I do
los estados de oscuridad
so that my friends will go through the states of darkness faster or negativity faster?
Show them an example of love. Show everyone an example of love.
So,
that's it.
Focus group.
Shela ma internet.
A question from the internet. If the ten feels that the friend, the ten free, that a friend hates them, how can they help him in such a way?
Latet lo dugmaot mikol atzdadim.
Give him examples from all sides. Maybe sometimes you have to explain to him. Or perhaps select an article in the group. He doesn't know why, but all the friends talk between them and choose an article to read, to study, which explains exactly the state that they see, if they see the friend not functioning properly. You can do everything. A group can do anything it wants. Anything. Even in clear words, explain to a person that if he doesn't change his attitude, his behavior, the group will have to get rid of him. What can you do? It's like on a ship in the high seas. If we're 10 friends in one boat and he drills a hole and we can't stop him, then we have no choice. In order to save many souls, we have to toss him into the water. What happened with Jonah? These sailors on the boat, they didn't want to throw him overboard. They prayed to the Creator to help them, but eventually when they saw that everything was for him, for Jonah, he told them himself, throw me overboard, otherwise you will drown. And they threw him into the sea, and they didn't want it, but they cried with a broken heart. They lowered him into the sea, and the sea immediately calmed down, and the ship continued on its course and saved itself. And Jonah was devoured by a big fish. That's an example that we need to see, where the group is more important than one person. This is clear in any case. Okay.
Tel Aviv 2.
Thank you, Rav. Can we do an exercise where every deficiency I receive, I try to move it to a prayer for the friends?
Try. This, you have to scrutinize it. I can't say immediately yes, and that's it. I'm afraid. You then start to twist it in different directions. Latin 3.
Hola, Rab.
Hola.
El rezar por un amigo. Esto se puede tomar como principal objetivo.
To pray for a friend.
Ante el amigo en la decena.
Can we understand it as the main goal towards annulment, towards a friend in the ten?
To pray for the ten is the most important goal, because after that, all that's left is to pray for the Creator to be revealed in the ten, so you can give him contentment. So pray for the ten. If there's a problem with a friend, then you need to organize with the ten a prayer for that friend. Baltic 1.
Уважаемый Раф, вот это состояние Йона...
Dear Rav, this state of Yona, Jonah, is it desirable for it always to be this situation? Because sometimes it feels like you're causing the whole ship to drown.
I
can't say if this is consistent or not, but permanent or not, because it's happening along the way, because if I say it's permanent, it might suppress all the other states. So everything has room, has a place. Everyone asked, yeah? Where are we, Gilad?
We are in excerpt number 30.
Okay.
It's from Baal HaSulam, letter number 11. I will also ask that you make great efforts in love of friends to devise tactics that can increase the love among the friends and revoke the lust for bodily matters from among you. As this is what casts hate, and between those who give contentment to their Maker, there shall be no hatred. Rather, there are great compassion and love between them. Again, excerpt number 30 from letter 11. I will also ask that you make great efforts in love of friends to devise tactics that can increase the love among the friends and revoke the lust for bodily matters from among you. As this is what casts hate, and between those who give contentment to their Maker, there shall be no hatred. Rather, there are great compassion and love between them, and these matters are simple.
See, he gives concrete advice. Simple. Do like that, it will help. Also 31.
Excerpt number 31 from letter number 40 of Rabash. There's a prayer for it that the Creator will help him by making him feel the love of his friend and make his friend close to his heart.
Such a prayer. Again?
Yesh tefillah. Again, excerpt number 31. There is a prayer for it that the Creator will help him by making him feel that the love of his friend and make his friend close to his heart.
Pray. They say it helps. Let's try and see.
Mikan Yeshlano.
Piti Hamish. What do we have here? Piti 5.
Rav, I feel like the lesson is filled with practical advice of how to work with the ten, but now in the time of truth, I don't feel them. I can't manage to feel connection to them. It's like I'm looking and I'm hearing you and writing and I'm not managing to contain them.
Okay, so you don't have enough time, but throughout the day. But for now, just try.
Thank you.
Throughout the day we have time. We will do it.
Turkey 3.
My friend is asking, is it a sign that he is not advancing if a person cannot show his love to their friends, to his friends?
Maybe he's advancing.
He may be advancing in an opposite way.
Direction.
He feels that he's
moving away from the friends. That's also a recognition of evil. But the signs towards the ten, either negative or positive, he should feel each and every day. He needs to see what is his direction, what is the Creator demanding, what is he doing. And see, recognition of the good, recognition of evil, in all those states. Relative to the ten, he should constantly measure himself. Okay.
Tov. Midwest. USA Midwest.
Hi, Rav. Why is this prayer that he just mentioned not egoistic?
Is it tefillah?
Which prayer?
The prayer that I make, so that asking to be given the love for the others.
It's not an egoistic prayer because you want to love them. You want to change yourself in the direction of the correction of creation. The whole correction is in love, towards connection. What is love? It's a sign of the complete connection. And you're asking to be in such connection. So you can say, but you are asking for yourself. No. Because the presence of connection in love means that you come there in order to fill them, serve them, work with their deficiencies, serve them in every aspect. Therefore, it's not an egoistic direction. Otherwise, you could say this about each and everything that comes from a person. After all, we wish to grow the will to receive, but to have it in order to bestow. We want to connect with others, but in order to fill them, and so on and so forth. Everything depends on the intention, not on the action itself. But the result of the action.
How do I come to such a prayer?
This is done by integrating with the friends, incorporating with them, and trying to be the least of them, the lowest. Subjugate yourself towards the friends. And then I begin to feel that I have nothing except to love them.
United VG1.
Да, вопрос. Когда в работе с товарищами?
Yes, question.
Можем прийти именно к ощущению раскрытия Творца.
When during the work with the friends can we come to the feeling of the revelation of the Creator?
I can't say when. When you will be connected, you will discover the Creator is dwelling among you. Only in this way. Haifa 3.
Rav, רציתי לשאול לגבי תפילה, האם יש שוני?
Rav, I wanted to ask about a prayer. Is there a difference between the prayer that comes from fear or from absolute fear, absolute faith?
Prayer out of faith or out of complete faith? I don't know what is complete faith. It's a problem to define it like that. Because in complete faith, a person is in adhesion with the Creator. And then what kind of prayer do you have during a state of adhesion with the Creator? Is there room for adding something? And what? We don't know. We don't know about such states.
Meaning, from the understanding that there's none else besides Him, I have no doubt. And from that place, to kind of raise the prayer.
So there's no prayer if you have no doubt that there's none else besides Him, and you are in that. You attained that there's none else besides Him. The attainment. Then what kind of prayer can you have?
Maybe gratitude, maybe a certain request.
I don't know. Well, gratitude could be there, but I don't understand such a state. I didn't feel it yet. I have no idea what to answer you. I don't understand a state where I attain there is none besides Him in practice in the final form. This is the end of correction of the Kli and the Creator that's revealed in that Kli.
The intention is really that I'm talking to Him like a father, and I really, every question that I raise, it's simply, it's like I say to my father, I say to Him like this and like that and like that, or that I pray from fears that I have about all kinds of things.
But you have complete recognition of the Creator. How can there be any fear here, any deficiency for a father, if you have a complete awareness that He is good, who does good, and He fills all of reality? He's neutralizing every possibility you may have to turn to Him in prayer.
Thank you, Rav.
Be well.
No, New York 4.
New York 4.
Can we get a shoshim, Baal Salam Kutev, Levatev?
And item 30, Baal Salam writes to cast away all the lusts from your body. What does that mean?
What do you mean? What does it mean? To cancel bodily lusts? Bodily meaning in order to receive.
New York,
bodily matters. New York 2.
Thank you, Rav. I'm stuck in a scrutiny about where love of friends dwells. Because on the one side, I'm praying for the friends, so it's as if I want from me the love to occur. But on the same time, behind the friends stand the Creator. Meaning more and more, I want to see the quality of love standing behind the friends. So I want to feel this more and feel where exactly to pinpoint the love.
Love of friends is between me and me, between a man and a man, in the intention, between one and another, in the reflected light that comes from one towards the other. And it turns out that in this love of friends, we build a condition wherein the Creator can be revealed, because the Creator is this love.
Is it amplified by my view of the friends, or is it amplified by me having a better approach to the friends? I'm trying to figure that part out.
You are asking things that you... things for which you need to receive an answer from your actions, from experience. So I have nothing to say here. Try to do it in practice in your life, and you'll acquire the scrutinies, the discernments.
Скажите, вот молитва, которая не в словах, а которая из крика, вот из сердца, это результат усилий или
это? The prayer that's not from words, but from crying out in my heart, is that a result of efforts or is it a reward from above?
If a person prays with a cry from the heart, it's something the Creator has implanted that prayer in his heart. It's a great gift from above.
Corporeal and mercy that we are supposed to feel it then. Can you differentiate those two? I feel there's a difference between corporeal mercy, there's even disparagement or disregard, versus those that we feel a mercy in the 10, like Exodus 30. What's the difference? What do I need to do differently in the 10 to work in mercy?
You need to come to a state where the friends, it doesn't matter how they relate to you, you love them. Like that. Even if they disregard you, deride you, will do all those sorts of things towards you, you love them absolutely. Like a mother towards her kids, who doesn't make any calculations if they're good or bad, she loves all of them.
Thank you.
Okay, Gilad, where do we have another topic?
So our next topic is the obligation of Bnei Baruch to all of humanity in the last generation. Should we sing a song first?
Liebe ist wie Medizin für alle Menschen. Только между нами сможем почувствовать один. Si tu es dans l'océan, tout seul, ce n'est pas un. If you have a dream, alone is not one. Uno insieme ad ognuno. Один это когда все вместе. Un c'est l'amour sans aucune frontière. Wir sind wie ein Mensch mit deinem Herzen. Давай объединим весь мир и почувствуем один. Wir sind deine große Familie.